power of the testimony. Oh, it's good to be together. Well, those of you that have been with us know that we've been in a series of teaching called True Worshipers. Jesus prophesied, he says in John 4, 23 and 24, he says, yet a time is coming and now has come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is a Spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the Spirit and in truth. Jesus speaking prophetically, a time will come and it is now. He's talking about every generation. There is a time when true worshipers will reappear. It's not that there aren't true worshipers, but there'll be a season of an intensity of a visual representation and manifestation of true worshipers. And that time, I believe, is once again upon us. And these are the worshipers the Father seeks, which means there are those that worship, and there are those that worship that the Father seeks. My question to us is, what kind of worshiper are we? It's time to continue in this series. If you've missed any of them, you can go to our website. You can download the podcast. But I'm on now worshiping in truth, and it's time to go deeper still with truth number four. Truth number four is this. True worshipers worship in the mystery of their miracles. Please open your Bibles to Psalm 92, verses 1 to 10. Can you hand me those two? Yeah, my Bible. Thank you. Psalm 92, we're going to look at verse 1 to 10. Holy Spirit, as we open your word, we feed on you. We're ready to go deeper. Can you tell them that? Holy Spirit, I'm ready to go deeper. In Jesus' name, amen. Follow along as I read. I'm in the Passion Translation. It's so enjoyable to come before you with uncontainable praises spilling from our hearts. How we love to sing our praises over and over to you, to the matchless God, high and exalted over all. At each and every sunset, we will be thanking you for your kindness and your love. And as the sun sets and all through the night, we will keep proclaiming you are faithful. Melodies of praise will fill the air as every musical instrument joins with every heart overflowing in worship. No wonder I'm so glad I can't keep it in. Lord, I'm shouting with glee over all you've done, over all you've done for me. What mighty miracles and your power at work, just to name a few. Depths of purpose and layers of meaning saturate everything you do. Such amazing miracles found within every miracle. Such amazing mysteries found within every miracle that nearly everyone seems to miss. Those with no discernment can really never discover the deep and glorious secret hidden things in your ways. It's true, the wicked flourish, but only for a moment, foolishly forgetting their destiny with death, that they will all one day be destroyed forevermore. But you, O Lord, are exalted forever in the highest place of endless glory. While all your opponents, the workers of wickedness, will perish forever separated from you. Your anointing, say that with me, your anointing has made me strong and mighty. You've empowered my life for triumph by pouring fresh oil over me. In Jesus' name, amen. There's an oil that is manufactured in heaven. You can't find it on the earth. It's created by God. It has a scent. It's the scent of gladness. In the Old Testament, when the first temple made by man was created by Moses, assembled by Moses, there was a foreshadowing of this oil that was poured over Aaron's head and beard. But now, the temple is in us. It's an oil that is designed to be poured over your spirit. These are the deeper things. And it only can be found in worship. It's an oil that is so pure with the holiness of God. And the moment you encounter it, it's created in that moment and poured over you like was poured over Aaron. See, here's the thing. You will find God waiting for you where he has already met you. Those defining moments in your life where God met you personally and so deeply, you'll never forget. But this is something that we tend to forget. That moment he met us 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 40 years ago, in our mind was 40 years ago, but for the Lord was 1 second ago. And when Jesus said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you, we take that verse as some generic promise because the Holy Spirit is in us, and we try to hold on to it as a promise without an encounter or an experience. But what he's saying is, where I met you, I will never leave you. Where I met you, you'll find me. Because I want that promise to be so anchored in you that every encounter is a promise you've experienced for a promise you can believe in. And each time you go back there and you meet him again, he has this oil ready to pour over your spirit. Loved ones, your testimony only has power if you know where God has met you is where he still is, meeting you. We tend to look at our testimony as past tense, and we share it as something of the past. Yeah, God did this, and God did that, and God did this in my life. As a one-time thing, and that we have to remember. Constantly looking out there. Where are you, God? How come I can't find you? I need a new encounter, God. I need a new thing. I need a new touch. And he says, where I met you, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Where I met you is where you'll find me. The moment you go there, and the fragrance of this oil that you'll smell by your spirit is gladness. And the Lord Almighty is waiting to pour it out on you once again. When I started in this series, I talked about half-dug wells. Loved ones, it's time to finish digging your wells. Each one of these wells is a place of mighty encounter that you had with the Lord. And you thought that was just for then. But he's waiting for you. Because there's more. There's so much more in every encounter you've had with him. Layers and layers of meaning and depth of purpose. It's the mystery in your miracles. And you're being invited by Holy Spirit every time you worship to go deeper, deeper, deeper to find your mystery and your miracles. God wants to anoint you again with the oil of heaven, with the oil of gladness. New touch, a deeper walk, a deeper step. The purposes of the first time he met you are not finished. There's layers and layers of meaning and depths of purpose from that point to every point he met you. And he's waiting in that secret place for you to go back. It's a place of fresh revelation of the miracles he's done in your life. They're mysteries. Deeper revelations found in your testimony. For there's more. There's so much more. And we try to go forward without him. Do you know how we go forward without him? It happens when we don't go back and meet him where he met us. That's how it works. Because what was 40 years ago for you was 1 second ago for him. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that anointing, that moment was so packed with layers and layers of meaning and depths of purpose. That's why Jesus said, I have so much more to tell you, but you're not ready. So the Holy Spirit will remind you and then tell you of things to come. That means where he met you. Everyone in this room, there's an invitation by Holy Spirit waiting for the place he's already met you. That place when you first met him. That place when you were in your darkest moment as a young man or woman and he pulled you out of something. That place where you were weeping on the ground and he showed you something. That place where he delivered you. That place, what he promised you. That thing in your life that he called you to do that you're stuck in. We look out there for something that is a mystery in here. There's more. And the Bible says there's good news and bad news about these mysteries. The good news is that God's always ready to reveal a fresh layer of purpose and of meaning. The bad news is that almost everybody seems to miss it. What that verse says is 99% of the people miss it. They miss it. Well, got that one. Check it off. I can remember how wonderful that was. Now I go on for the next one. No. The very word that becomes flesh when we read the moments that Jesus from the cross as the lamb that was slain goes and ascends into the throne room of heaven and takes the scroll. When you read it, you know in that moment there's something about that moment that hits you now. It's the same Lord that is in you in that moment when he revealed a part of your life to you. He's waiting. Psalm 92, 4 and 6. No wonder I'm so glad I can't keep it in. Lord, I'm shouting with glee over all you've done, over all you've done for me, over all you've done for me. What has he done for you? What has he done for you? What all that he's done for you. Such amazing mysteries found within every miracle about what he's done for you. Nearly everyone seems to miss it. Those with no discernment can never really discover it. There's mysteries found in miracles. They're the wells of your life, and they're half dug. Some of you are at a place in your life. You're at a season of your life, and you're wondering what is next, and you're wondering where you're going next. And God is inviting you to what he did when he first started 1 second ago in the kingdom. Outside of time. To tell you more. That will shed light on the now. The mysteries, that word in the Greek, it means the thoughts, the plans, the purposes, the imaginations of God. Do you see? Every moment he met you, he imagined all the potential, all the destiny, all the identity. He imagined it. He was imagining it. It was this amazing imagination of God in those moments. And Jesus, when he said these words to his disciples, there's so much more I want to tell you. There's so much more, but you're not ready. Not in the future, but in those moments. Why do we look out there for what's in here? The word miracles, that literally means all of the supernatural of God's works in your life. How do we get there? We have to keep digging our wells, loved ones. It means this. Several weeks ago, I talked about the temple made of God inside you. Hebrews 9 tells us in detail about the temple, and then it says, this is a foreshadowing of the one made by God in you. And in the Holy of Holies, in the Old Testament, was the Ark of the Testament that was put in the Holy, and no one could touch. In you is the Ark of the Testament. It's the testimonies of everything God's done in your life. It's in you. It's the Ark of the Covenant that God's made with you. It's the very specific things he's done in your life. It sits inside the Holy of Holies inside you, where the Holy Spirit and only you can go. And in that Ark of the Testimony, when you worship, you go back there. He takes you there, and he opens the top of that Ark. And inside are the power of the testimony of you and him. And each one is a scroll of the mysteries and the miracles of your life. You got to open it up. You got to go back. For you, it was 40 years. It was 10 years. It was 20 years. For him, it was 1 second ago. Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's in those moments that he takes you out of time. And you're brought, your spirit is brought into the heavenly realm. And the oil is ready to pour it over your spirit. It's places of grace where he came upon you personally, where he touched you, where he met you, where you encountered him, where he delivered you. There's wells of living water in this place. Because there's more to be revealed. There's more. Loved ones, your past miracles are active encounters with God, not passive memories of God. We need to be reminded of that, because nothing God does is passive. His word spoken prophetically into your life is sharper than a two-edged sword. It's alive. It's alive. It's active. It's there to cut bone and marrow. And you already have it in here. Psalm 92:5, what mighty miracles and power at work, to just name a few. Depths of purpose and layers of meaning saturate everything you do. This is the saturation of the oil that's poured over you. In this verse that says this new oil, What happens is when a new revelation is given to you, when a new depth of purpose and layer of meaning is given to you, it is the oil of heaven being saturated over your spirit. And you do that enough, you'll never question God. Not even for a millisecond. He says, go, you go. This is the anointing of Abraham, the father of our faith. By faith he went, even though he didn't know where he was going. And the Bible says, you do not know everything there is to know about your past times I've touched you. Everyone in this room, you do not know everything that you can know about those moments he touched you. There's more. Mighty miracles and your power at work. It means this word is present possession power in the mighty miracles. They're at work now. They're at work now, not just then, but now. And there's connections and purposes. And where you are now, there's connections and purposes to back then that will heal you now, that will give you a deeper revelation of the now and of the next. The words depths of purpose and layers of meaning, it's a well deep inside you. It contains your testimony. It contains the call of God's on your life. It's specific revelations of your identity. It's specific pursuits of your destiny. It's everything he's already done and is about to do. And Jesus says, in all that, there's so much more I want to tell you. But you're not ready. But the Holy Spirit will show you. Here's a Bible tip. If you think, well, I already got that down. I mean, the moment he met me, I already know all about that. Let me give you a tip. No, you don't. You don't. There's more. It's time to go deeper, loved ones. In worship, in the mystery of your miracles, is the deepest place in worship you can go. You and him alone in the secret place. And when you go there, there's a revelation that will touch your life like you can't even imagine. The beauty of it, the scent of it, the joy of it, the peace of it will fill you. And what happens in that moment is something that Elisha said that God would do for the servant. God, show him how many are on our side. When you think all hope is lost, when you think it's not happening, when you're stuck on an assignment, when you're not going any further, you do that and whew, nothing's changed, but everything's changed because you see what you've not seen before. You hear what you've not heard before. Because eye has not seen nor ear heard all that God has for you. You got to dig the wells. You got to dig the wells. How long do I dig the wells? Until your last breath, until you can say, as Paul did, I fought the good fight. I finished my race. I kept the faith. It's time to dig your wells. Everyone has wells in their life, the prophetic moments of God that will keep you humble. No matter what he's had you do in your life, the way you want to stay humble, the way you stay humble is you go back to those places and you let him minister to you. Whew. You'll be right down on the floor again. And those that are humbled will be exalted. Many of you in this room need fresh oil. It's waiting for you in the mystery of your miracles. I'm going to continue on this over the next 2 weeks. I've got a lot more to unpack on this topic. I just couldn't get it all in today. I just the Lord is just wrecking me in my own life. And I know for everyone in this room, if you do this, you will never be the same. You will grow in ways you've never grown. You will be more in love with Him than you've ever been. You will see things that will now make sense to you that made no sense because you weren't ready for Him to reveal it. But with every breakthrough, with every moment, there's something new that He wants to share with you. It's time to dig your wells deeper. Every place He's met you, there's mysteries in those miracles. Let's stand, please. This is a practice that I have continued in for some time. And I felt the Lord wanted me to just be very vulnerable and share one with you. While I was on my vacation, He brought me back. I said, "Lord, what mystery today should we go to, Papa? I'm worshiping and dancing with Him in the Spirit. What mystery today should we go to, Papa?" And He says, "I want to take you back to the day you were born again." I'm like, "Yes!" I thought I was all done with that one. I got a great testimony. And I'm sitting there with Him, and I said, "Show me, Papa, show me, show me, show me, show me, show me." As I lay in bed that first night of being born again after leading my roommate to the Lord and then falling on my knees to be born again, the first time that Your Spirit, Lord, came in me, I didn't know at the time what was happening. I felt the glorious blanket of Your love being laid all over my body, starting to tingle all over. And as I got closer, I became afraid and overwhelmed and turned over. Now, 40 years later, Lord, You're bringing me back to that moment. What is the layer of meaning? What's the depth of purpose now? And the Lord said, Samuel, I've been with you your entire life. I've watched you grow. I've protected you. I've waited for this moment to say this to you. I'm so proud of you and I love you. I want you to know your new birth was not random. But now, with the death of the last Sam Gallucci, my Uncle Sam had just passed away. He's the last of that generation. It's time for you to know something. See, you're a result of many generations praying for you on your father's side. And the Lord revealed names I had never heard before of great, great aunts and uncles and grandfathers who had been praying. And He said, "And I wanted you to know that your rebirth was not an accident. And now you are the ceiling, the point for the next generation." Over the last 200 years, there's no accident you've been chosen. And now that your uncle is among the cloud of witnesses cheering you on, that reason I had my son tuck you into bed was this reason for this moment. That you realize for what's ahead, not by your might and not by your power, but by my Spirit, I will lead you. P.S. Your Uncle Sam says hi. there are mysteries in your miracles, loved ones. Everyone in this room, go to him. Ask him. As you worship in your quiet place. The enemy doesn't want you to go. I taught about that in worship some time ago. But you're ready for more. And you will be so blessed. Because he's ready to pour new oil. That moment, this oil was poured over me in the spirit of a sense of purpose, of generational purpose, of a point in time of generations. And the Lord was showing me that my faith will bless generations. So start praying for generations, for the 3rd, 4th, 5th generation of my family. I had not been doing that. And the Lord said, now it's your turn to do that. Now it's your turn. What is it for you? As we worship, ponder this thought. It's time to dig your wells deeper. Let's worship.